Okay, where are we in prophecy? And I could give you a handout if you want me to after class. Where are we in prophecy? So we've gone through the book of Revelation. We have seen what John wrote down. We can see a lot of events that are going to happen. We certainly know toward the end, when God intervenes, there'll be the trumpet plagues. The seventh trump announces Christ coming back, which includes the seven last plagues. The whole book of Revelation is about what? Seven seals have to be opened. It has some prelude chapters. It has some inset chapters to explain things. The church being pictured as a woman. You know, again, some of those are highlights. All right, but where are we in prophecy? Let me state this just as an overall statement. Where are we right now? We are somewhere between the decline of the USA, the forming of the beast, the destabilization of the world, and the tribulation. That's where we are right now as I see it. Maybe you see it differently. 2 years ago, when the re-election of President Obama was a reality, I told my class, if President Obama is re-elected, watch our country go down. And he still has 2 years to go, and all of his policies and all of his ways have done nothing more than foster more racial tension, have done nothing more than take away the pride of our power, who has military men totally frustrated. He will show a little bit of power and then he'll back off. Just like the police did in Baltimore. They showed a little bit of power and then they backed off and ran with kids throwing rocks at them. Then you say, oh, it's great restraint. No, it's not great restraint. What it is letting people trample and go against the law of the land, and show disrespect to those who carry the badge of the law and let them disrespect them. You've got to stop that. Mayor Giuliani of New York City, he said, the way you deal with this, the first person who throws a rock, you arrest them. Second person who throws a rock, you arrest them. You go out there and you grab them and you arrest them. And until when you do that, you start to teach them some lessons. Now, they said they were outflanked. Well, why were they outflanked when they knew that this was coming? Because it already had started on Saturday. Why? Weren't they ready? Why didn't they call in the forces? Because the mayor has to make that request of the governor, who then can activate the National Guard, which takes a while for people who are working to go get their uniforms, get their equipment, because National Guard are people who have jobs, but they're still doing reserve work. So you have to call them up to go do that. All right, so where are we now? Somewhere between the decline of the USA, which is going down, the policies, where now family is dissolute and all the rest, the forming of the beast, which we don't know yet exactly who all will be in it. We do believe it's going to be a revival of the Holy Roman Empire, which is going to be over in that area. Okay, and then the destabilization of the world, where there's constant battles with this group and that one, and there's constant hatred. The Jews hate the Arabs hate the Jews, all the different configurations. The North Korea hates the South Koreans, and the Japanese and the Chinese aren't exactly getting along, and the Vietnamese aren't too happy about what Chinese are doing, and you've got internal wars over in Libya and Nicaragua, in Nigeria, and over in Egypt, you have the fomenting of the brotherhood, Muslim brotherhood, underneath the current government. So you have a lot of trouble. You've got Syria and its difficulties. You've got ISIS. You've got Iran wanting to gobble up Yemen. You've got a lot of destabilization in this world. Okay? And we've got two men who want a nuclear treaty no matter what. So if I'm totally unreliable, I hate you, are you going to make an agreement with me? Do you think I'm going to keep that agreement? It is just plain ludicrous. At the same time, they say, we want to wipe out Israel, our friend, and they say, death to America. And I say, if you don't stop that, the peace process is over. There will be no nuclear deal. How can you let them do that and make an agreement with somebody who hates you and who's broken every agreement they could possibly have? There are a whole litany of agreements that that Iran has broken. Okay, so let's talk about what to watch. What are you going to watch in world affairs? What should you be keeping your eyes on? And I'll have you add some things too. Number one, I believe you want to watch, we'll put that on the board. Number one, America's continued decline. America's continued decline in prestige, power, and economy. What's happening to our country? You want to watch that as you read newspapers, as you read news magazines. Please keep your eyes on these things. Please watch what's going on. And watch seriously nationwide issues. It's continued decline in prestige. Our military are frustrated, totally frustrated at what's going on. And you send token bombs over there. They say, well, we sent 12 different planes over to bomb. You know what they say? You use like 500 at one time. That achieves bombing, not 12 in the course of a day. So again, what we're doing, we send warships over to the Iranian Sea area around Yemen. Why are they there? They don't know. Will they board ships? Will they stop the Iranian ships from coming and bringing cargo? We don't know. The State Department said, well, we don't know. They're just there observing. Watch our country, because here's the words I hear saying a lot. They describe what happens. There was a riot in Baltimore. I knew that. I saw that. I didn't need you to tell me that. What are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? What are you encouraging? And watch the police getting whipped all over the place. They're getting put down. Another thing, our police just need to change their department. Now, maybe they do. But why you pick on them all the time? Why don't you say the families? Rioting every time a white policeman shoots or hurts a black person? What about all the black people that hurt black people? How come they never say anything about that? When a white person kills them, black lives matter. But when a black person kills them in gang wars or in Chicago, they just shoot them up and kill them, no problem. How come? Why weren't those black lives important? Watch the decline in our country. Secondly, watch the attacks on the family structure. What do I mean by that? Same-sex marriage, babies being born out of wedlock, parents separating and leaving children being raised in a single family, single parent home, mostly by mothers, abandoned by the fathers, women who've had children from several different fathers of those children. It does not create a lot of cohesion and a lot of stability for our country. As the family goes, so goes your country. The family is the building block of any community, any church, or any society. So again, watch attacks on the family structure. Number three, watch European cohesion. Keep your eyes open. I mean, Jasmina's here from Germany. She's in the class right now, but she's here from Germany, and she talks about some of the things that are happening in Germany. But again, you do not want to hype. Watch a European cohesion. What did you say? She misspelled something? Okay, she got it right. So again, watch Europe coming together. Watch which nations seem to be coalescing, which nations seem to be pulling together. And I fully believe Britain will leave the European Union. They're too close to America as brothers. England has not really, or the UK has not really thrown in with them monetarily. They don't use the euro. They use their own pound sterling. So just watch. Okay, number four, watch the Catholic Church. Watch the Catholic Church when you see articles about the Catholic Church, about the Pope, when you see articles about them appealing to other churches to come back. We'll make it easy for you. Come on back, your separated brethren. Watch appeals to the Orthodox. Watch appeals to the Lutherans. Watch appeals to the Church of England to come back as separated brethren, because we know there's going to be a religious element of the revived Roman Empire. We know there's going to be a religious element that seems to be quite pervasive. So again, watch the Catholic Church, appeals to other churches. Number five, watch Jerusalem and Israel. That little tiny nation of Israel amidst all their Arab enemies, except Jordan is kind of a friend as long as they don't get drawn in and overtaken by the Iraqis. They're real close to Iraq and Syria. They're a friend right now. They're sort of a friend under the table. Egypt is a friend sort of under the table because they fight the same foes. But watch what's going on in Jerusalem. God says that Jerusalem will be a burdensome stone till the very end. And when Christ comes back, he's going to have to fight his way into Jerusalem. So watch Jerusalem. Watch stories about Jerusalem. What's happening over there? Watch the potential rebuilding of a temple. Watch the plans of the Jews to try to rebuild a temple. So number five, Jerusalem and Israel. Number six, diseases and epidemics. Diseases and epidemics. Some of them are scary. Some of them haven't taken hold as much. Ebola has been a serious one in Africa. It's spread to a few people, but don't make mountains out of molehills. If you say, you know, a man was bitten by a dog in Arizona, therefore there's a plague throughout the world of animals turning rabid. No, because a dog bites a man in Arizona doesn't mean that this is a nationwide issue. But watch disease and epidemics that seem to be nationwide, that have the potential. Just recently, they said several people were afflicted by what was in the air here in the area. And I don't know if Chelsea and somebody else said they had something similar to Chelsea, what she had. And what's causing these allergies and what were the allergens in the air. When I moved to California, I had hay fever when I lived in Pennsylvania. I would sneeze. I could fill handkerchiefs full of just mucus, or they would just wet them. The whole handkerchief would be wet. I would have to kind of keep my head back and hope that those little membranes would form over my nasal passages to block the allergy from coming in. Okay. Then I'd be okay for the rest of the day. As soon as I would blow my nose, that came off, then I'd start sneezing again. Sneeze, 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 blow my nose, watery eyes, all the rest. I went to California, I was okay for a little while. It's dry. You don't have a lot of hay fever out there. However, not before long, I started having problems again because of all the allergens that are in the air, all the smog. And then I had problems again, so I needed to take my antihistamines to protect me from that. Okay. So watch diseases and epidemics. Number seven, watch weather upsets, such as earthquakes, over 10,000 killed in Nepal. They said over 4,400, but they said it goes up to probably 10,000. Watch earthquakes in diverse places. The Bible actually talks about that. Watch hurricanes and their devastation. As you know, what happened to Hurricane Katrina and what it did to New Orleans. Watch tsunamis occurring in the oceans and on the islands over there, and what they bring against the cities that have their ports out into the water. Watch droughts. Watch droughts. In the United States, there are several areas that have drought conditions. So again, I don't mean that's the end yet, but watch when these become more worldwide, when they begin to affect the food supply, when they begin to affect people and nations, watch weather upsets. Number eight, watch wars and rumors of wars. Nation fighting against nation, bickering with each other, threatening each other. Watch wars. Now, Iran, who was at war with Iraq, when Saddam Hussein was there, he was a Sunni living among a lot of the Shiites in Iraq, but he was in leadership as a Sunni. And the Iranians wanted to take over Iraq, and so they had wars against each other, and that's when Saddam Hussein accumulated all these chemical weapons and used them against the Iranians, and sometimes used them against his own Shiite people who would be siding with the Iranians. Now, the Iranians are helping the Shiite segment of Iraq to try to push out ISIS, who are a rebel group mainly from the Sunni section. So you have all this factionalism taking place. Wars and rumors of wars. Watch that, because God says that'll happen. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Number nine, and this is the last one I have for you. Watch the gospel going to the world, and watch out for the famine of the hearing of the word of God. You know, right now, a lot of people don't seem very interested in God's word anymore. They don't seem interested in the truth. Truth doesn't really seem to matter anymore. And so you can preach the gospel boldly and bravely and fearlessly, falls on deaf ears. So watch the famine of the hearing of the word, and watch the efforts of all people who know the true gospel of getting the gospel out. So those are nine areas about. You can stay, because I'm going to see if the class has any they want to add. Anything you think of, we should be adding number 10, 11, and 12. I left on my paper 10s, 11, and 12, 13, 14, whatever. What do you think? What do you watch? What are you looking at as you watch prophecy? Any comments? Any thoughts? Chris?
I'm not hearing like tons of it, but there will probably be here and there, we may hear more things about the paranormal, which would kind of go hand in hand with the Catholic Church. There may be ghost sightings and stuff, but also there's the sighting of Mary, baby Jesus, the blood that was...
Possibly miracles.
Yeah, miracles.
False miracles or paranormal events. Good. What was that? Lying wonders. Yeah, paranormal or lying wonders, that's fine. L-Y-I-N-G. L-I-E-I-N-G. Teasing. L-Y-I-G. Yes. Comment from Caroline, then come back to David, and then come back to...
There's definitely a desensitization to violence. People are demoralized. They'd have no moral compass at all. And there's also people are desensitized to the things that they're doing and the wrongs that they're doing, yeah.
Because so, iniquity shall abound, the love
how would
of many
you, how
will
would
ex-
you how would you phrase that for her to put it up here?
Moral desensitization.
Okay.
Desensitivity.
Sensitivity, V-I-T-Y. Does that do it for you, Caroline? Does that capture what you were saying? Okay, David?
Yeah, the rise of the 200 million man army of the East and the rise of the King of the South.
Okay, watch the King of the South.
Yeah, King of the South and
the rise. The formation of the Arab.
Who's going to lead the Arab.
Okay.
And the... What's going to comprise the 200 million men army of the East? The kings of the East.
Kings of the East, okay. Watch the king of the South and the kings of the East forming alliances are coming together. Good point.
Persecution of Christians and people that professed to be
very
Christians.
Good. Persecution of Christians. Number 13. Eric?
And also the elect, they will be falling away more. So watch the church, because the elect will start falling away more.
Falling away from the church, right? From the truth, okay? And the truth being held down, but a falling away, the end will come to a falling away. That's in Thessalonians. Good job. Any other thoughts? That's 14. Is that a good number? Anyone else? So I urge you to not just let prophecy class or anything you learned at ABC just to, leave it in a book and forget about it, but be active. I urge you to watch world news. He says, watch and pray always. Certainly you should watch yourself. That's a thought in there too. But you also need to watch and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are come to pass. We need to be watching, actively watching. I like watching the news. When I was your age, I didn't. I was happy to watch sports and watch Dancing with the Stars, which I missed last night. My daughter wanted me to watch. It was that Monday night. Monday night, Dancing was. I missed it Monday night. I'm sorry. There are a lot more things you could be interested in. Your business, your work, your job, your web. You need to keep an eye on the news. Watch news that'll keep you up to date with what's going on in this world, in this society. But you need to be aware and be alert. Because Jesus Christ said you need to be aware of the signs of the times. The seaman, he knows when there's cloud over the stars or whatever, it's going to be a good day or a bad day. He knows when it's a clear night, it might be a bad day. But however he reads it, you read the signs of the times. But you don't see, you know what's going on in those areas, but you don't know what's going on. So I think these are 14 good points to keep in mind. I hope you will keep an eye on them in prophecy, and that will give you some impetus and connection with what's going on in this world. Any other thoughts? Okay, just know I will give you that. When would you like to take your revelation test? I'm thinking the Wednesday next week. Wednesday next week. That way you can go on your trip without any clear worries about that. I might also even one of those days give you maybe the Thursday of next week, give you the final one on comparative religion if I finish up the last two. And that'll be similar to what you did before, where you have to recognize statements from groups of three. So that will be that one that you will do. You have done great. That's why I can give you that simple test, because you did great work in the class already. I'm very proud of you and how you have answered your questions, defended your faith. Think things through, okay? Always think it through. How can I cut to the chase? How can I cut to the core of this issue and deal with it? And you have been doing that very well. And your collaboration has been very good, and presentations have been very good. You're standing up and standing tall. So I appreciate you very much in that line. So I hope this gives you a number of things to think about. I will make it open Bible. I will not make it open books for comparatives, so you'll have to look over your notes on the various religions and just pick out the highlights. Who was the founder? What are some of their highlighted documents? One of them I think is the Dordrecht Confession. That would be Amish Mennonites. I would say know, let's say, who Martin Luther was associated with, know who John Wesley was associated with. I'll give you that quiz along the way. So I think you'll do fine. But I would just look over your highlights, skim your book that I gave you at the beginning of the year, and go through just the Christian religions. It's not going to be over the whole year, just the Christian religions. Go over those, and that way you'll be able to pick out some highlights. Maybe make yourself some notes on highlights. So this belongs to this one, this belongs to that one. And they will be in groups of three, so you won't be confused from, you know, having a whole list. There'll be groups of three, about 10 questions. Okay? All right, that's all I have to give to you today. We'll ask God's blessing. You have an early lunch.